name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Christ is in our midst. I bet if I were to take a poll right now and ask who wished the year 2020 would be over, probably every hand would go up. It seems to be the sentiment that is common, and for probably very good reason, from a human standpoint, but not from a Christian standpoint. Because we don't know what crosses Christ gives us to bear and for what reason. I'm not saying that what has happened this year was anything by God's will of Him putting this upon us. But the fact that we find ourselves in the strange times that we're in is a time for us to realize that the cross we have to carry, for whatever reason it has come about, we have to be faithful about carrying it. And it got me thinking about a story I heard years ago when I was a teenager from my priest at a retreat. And I had to write it down because I didn't know if I could remember it all without forgetting something along the way. But it was about a troubled and burdened man who prayed and prayed that God would lift his burden. And day after day, he prayed that his life would be easier. And he begged God's intervention. Probably not unlike most of us are doing these days as well. And one day, Jesus came to the man and asked, "My child, what troubles you?" The man replied that his life was full of turmoil and that it had become too much to bear. He again asked for help, stating that he just couldn't continue to go on. Jesus, feeling the man's anguish, decided help was in order. The man was so happy that his prayers were about to be answered that his burden already felt lighter to him. So Jesus took the man into a room and stopped in front of the door. And when he opened the door, the man saw this amazing sight inside the room. The room was filled with crosses. There were little crosses, kind of like the size of the ones right here off to the side of the royal doors. They're only about that big. Then there were crosses like the size of this hand-blessing cross right here. There were monumental-sized crosses like the ones we carry around on Holy Thursday. And all different sizes of crosses. You name it, there was of every possible size of cross in this room. And the man looked bewildered and looked at Jesus and asked, how was this going to help him? And Jesus explained that each cross represented a burden that people carry. Small burdens, big burdens, large burdens, extra large burdens, giant burdens, every form of burden in between. At this point, Jesus offered the man an opportunity to choose his own burden. The man got very excited by that he was finally able to have some control over his life. So he looked around the room trying to decide on which cross he was going to select. Today's gospel reading, we hear the Lord say, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Imagine you've been invited into a room with all of these crosses, and you get to decide which one you get to pick up and carry. I imagine most of us would go for one of the smaller ones. Many of us probably feeling already we're carrying some of the larger ones. But the first question we have to ask is, based on this verse from the gospel, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus gives us an option. We don't even have to carry a cross if we don't want to. If we don't want to follow Christ. That is. But each and every one of us wants to follow Christ. That's why we're here. We know this is the path to salvation, and it comes through the cross. The cross is our sign of triumph. Not our triumph, God's triumph over sin. The cross is our banner that we should carry with pride. But it's up to us to decide, do we really want to come after Christ? So God leaves the choice up to each and every one of us. That's one of the beautiful things about God's relationship with His creation. He has given us a choice. It's called free will. It's the greatest gift beyond our own life that he could give us. It's to be able to choose whether we follow him or not. So the choice is up to you and up to me. He doesn't force us to follow him. And if we want to follow him, we have to know what's expected of us. And there's plenty that is expected of us. God teaches us this all the time. Every time we hear a scripture reading, every time we hear a sermon, every time we listen to a hymn at the church, we learn what God expects of us. So I'm taking for granted, and I think it's a safe assumption, that every one of us wants to come after Christ and follow him. So then the next part of that verse is, then we have to deny ourselves. And that's where the, what's the expression, the tire hits the road or whatever it is, you know, at that point, that's where we really get down to the nitty gritty. How seriously are we willing to follow Christ? How seriously are we willing to deny ourselves? Are we willing to put our egos aside? Are we willing to put our desires aside? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves. And nobody can answer it but ourselves. It means to deny ourselves that we have to seek God's will instead of our own will. And that at some point in time, if it already hasn't happened, those two become the same will. That's what happens in a spiritual mature Christian. That's the definition of a spiritually mature Christian, is that my will is God's will. And I, as much as I try to get there, I'm not quite there yet. It means always putting the other person first instead of being selfish and thinking about my own needs and my own desires and my own wants. It's about looking around and putting the person right in front of me before my own needs. It means forgetting my own desires. It means submitting ourselves to someone else's standard, God's standard, that he has provided through the life of the church and the teachings of the church. So then we can choose then to take up our cross and be willing to face whatever comes our way. Be willing to accept the struggles and challenges that reward us the cross that we carry. Because carrying a cross is a trophy. It's a trophy invincible that we hear about in the hymns. It should be our desire to carry a cross and to emulate the life of Jesus Christ. If I could have my choice of going back in time and being some other person, part of me thinks I would want to be the man who carried the cross of Christ. I don't think I could be Christ or, you know, have that burden of being crucified and things, but perhaps to carry his cross just a little bit in some way to lighten his burden, which hopefully will bring reward to me, that would be something that if I could go back in history and do, it would be something I perhaps would want to do. I don't know that I'd be worthy of it, but it might be something I'd want to do in a way of defining what my own cross would be. It's about making sacrifices for others for their sake instead of our own. Then we can follow God like the man in the story. And as I was growing up as a kid, and especially being in the car with my dad, I had these great memories of him listening to AM radio and talk radio and hearing Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. I hope you didn't think I forgot the rest of the story that I was about to share with you. I learned that from Bishop Nicholas. He used to love to, and he still does. When he preaches, he tells a story and stops part of the way through to get you hanging on to wait to listen to what's coming at the end, the rest of the story. So the rest of the story about this man is he saw all these crosses, and he looked hard to find the right cross for himself. And back in the corner behind almost every other cross, somehow, because he manipulated himself around the room, he found this very, very tiny cross. And he told God, "That one, Lord, that's the one I want." And Jesus said, "Are you sure, my son?" And the man said, "Oh, yes, Lord, I know, most definitely, that's the cross that I want." And do you know what Jesus said to him? He said, "My child, you've chosen your own cross. It's the burden you have already been carrying. May we recognize that the cross that we have been given, whatever size it is the cross we have chosen for ourselves and that God has blessed us with and knows that we are capable of carrying it. So as we celebrate this feast of the elevation of the cross, let us lift up our own crosses and rejoice in the challenge that has been presented to us and give thanks and all grace to God, knowing that with His help, we can carry that cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.